And this is how it all started. On a Thursday, we'd had on our ward a chemist with rheumatoid arthritis, the disease in remission, the SED rate was down, but there was a lot of residual immobilization. He had been referred to rehab for reactivation. Oh, and he'd been there for a couple of weeks, I don't know, whatever. On Thursday, he announced with great feeling to the nurses and everyone else that the pain was so great that he could not even tolerate the touch of a sleeve on his arm.
Really?
And that he could not get out of bed to go exercise. That was on Thursday. I was on the ward at that time in those days with Justice Lehman, the chairman of the department, and Barbara De Latour, his senior resident. We'd make walking rounds each day. Friday, Jack Michael came, gave his lecture, and pointed out what seems so obvious now, but didn't seem so obvious then, that social feedback has a lot of influence, potentially. So the following Monday, and now our chemist friend had been in bed Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. The following Monday, we came walking around the ward and came to his room on rounds, ward rounds. I don't know where the idea came from. I got this harebrained idea. What do you say if he says anything about pain? Let's look out the window.
Yeah.
It was crass. It was cold. It was whatever. But we did it. We walked into the room.
You planned this ahead of time with the others?
Well, we gathered, you know, we had a little caucus outside the door, and I laid this proposal on my colleagues. They said, okay. You know, they looked at me sort of funny, but why not, you know? And so we went in there and began talking with him at the bedside. He was lying in bed, and immediately he began to tell us how bad his pain was. So all three of us looked out the window, turned our heads 90 degrees or whatever it was. It was just, you know, it was crude. Yeah. And he stopped. And so then we turned back to him, and he started talking about pain again. He looked out the window again. We went through this little charade, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that, not long, and then left. And the darndest thing happened. He got up and got dressed. He hadn't been out of bed since Thursday, except to go to the bathroom, I guess. He got up and got dressed and went to PT and OT and did his exercises. He never missed another session of treatment. The second afternoon, this was a Monday morning we'd done this, and Tuesday morning we came around again, and Tuesday afternoon he said to the nurses, I know what those SOBs are doing. Every time I say anything about pain, they look out the window. But it didn't make any difference.
He understood it, but it didn't.
I was just flabbergasted. Right. I didn't. This was, as Al Roberts has said, this was strictly a data-driven.
Right.
we didn't sit it and think up some theoretical framework for all of this. We weren't testing some hypothesis. It was just a harebrained idea, which had an unexpected effect. We can't even claim cause and effect. We can only say that this was the sequence.
Right.